Renters in Seattle are feeling increasingly vulnerable, and landlords are feeling vilified. These are two big takeaways from a new study about Seattle's red-hot rental market.
I think what surprised me the most is the level of animus between various actors within the housing market. The general level of distrust between renters and landlords, and between landlords and the city.
That's UW sociology professor Kyle Crowder, who conducted the study for the city. It comes after the council passed a series of laws meant to protect renters. Crowder told KUOW's Kim Malcolm how landlords have reacted to the changes.
The most unpopular among the multitude of unpopular ordinances was the first-in-time ordinance, which was recently challenged successfully in court. And that is basically an ordinance that says the first qualified applicant should receive the unit. I think the landlords felt that placed undue burden on the vetting process and really diminished their ability to choose the right tenant for their units.
Did you get a sense from them about what they thought the city just wasn't getting about the position that they were in?
I think that the landlords believe that the city doesn't understand the complexity of the lease-up process. And I also believe that the landlords think that the city think that they have nefarious motives, that they are frequent discriminators, or that they're looking for opportunities to deny people housing.
Kyle, you know, because this rental market is so hot right now, landlords do have a lot of power. Vacancy rates are low, and so they can charge more for rent. Some people listening to us right now may not have a lot of sympathy for complaints coming from landlords. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable, right? So it is a position of power, absolutely. But I think, you know, one of the interesting things coming out of the study is that there's a wide range of landlords, right? So from the mom and pops that are renting out their single family home that they used to live in to help supplement their retirement, to the larger landlords that own or manage 10 buildings with a total of 2,000 units. And the practices vary dramatically, but the ordinances bite them the same. And so I think many of the landlords feel that they're not in it just for profit, that they play an important role in providing housing for the population. And so it's easy to not have sympathy for all landlords and to lump them all together. But I think it's also important to think about the complexity of their roles, even if you recognize that it's a very profitable position to be in.
You spoke to a cross-section of renters as well. How are they feeling right now?
By and large, very vulnerable. Most of the renters that we talked to felt vulnerable in the sense that they needed to be very aggressive in taking the first housing unit that they could find, that they could afford, and that they needed to do everything that they could to hang on to that housing unit, because if they lost it, they would have a difficult time replacing it, finding another place to live, given the high costs. And so one of the things that this means is that renters feel at the mercy of landlords. They don't want to raise complaints about the conditions of units. They don't want to report any acts of discrimination. They don't want to do anything that would imperil their chances of getting a unit.
So clearly there's some room for improvement in communication here. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, I think one of the biggest improvements would be to try to address some of the adversarial relationships that characterize the housing market in Seattle. As I said at the outset, there's a set of adversarial relationships between tenants and landlords, between landlords and the city. And I think the improvement comes from getting those groups together and talking about the challenges that each of these constituencies face in trying to grapple with an overheated housing market. So as an example of this, you know, small group conversations with tenant representatives and tenants and landlord representatives and landlords talking about how their daily lives unfold so that there's better understanding about what the pain points are for those various constituencies, just so that there's better buy-in and better development of the ordinances that the city's trying to pass.
That's University of Washington sociology professor Kyle Crowder with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. The city hired him to look at how Seattle's new rental laws are playing out. I'm tweeting out a link to the full report right now. You can follow me at CaseyWorks.